From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Hurricane Bill is about 185 miles west of Nantucket, Massachusetts. The coast is feeling tropical storm force winds as Bill plows up the Atlantic Ocean toward Canada. Canadian authorities have posted tropical storm warnings for Nova Scotia and are watching the coast of Newfoundland. Bill's pushing north quickly, but weather forecaster Eleanor Talbot says people on the east coast of the U.S. should not try to get back into the water so fast.
We are still expecting the high surf to continue even after Hurricane Bill passes because of the energy that's in the ocean that's going to remain there for several days. It takes a while for the seas to calm down after a big hurricane like this goes by.
The National Hurricane Center now says Tropical Storm Hilda has formed in the Pacific Ocean and is pushing toward Hawaii. South Korea has held its state funeral for former President Kim Dae-jung. Several foreign governments, such as the U.S., have sent high-ranking diplomats to the ceremony, and that includes North Korea. In a change of tone between the two Koreas, the North Korean delegation met for the first time with the current South Korean president. The North Korean diplomats delivered a message from North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. The BBC's John Sudworth reports from Seoul.
The former South Korean president Kim Dae-jung was a man who, in office, attempted to build closer ties with the North. In death, on the occasion of his state funeral, the Nobel Peace Prize winner is, it seems, providing an opportunity for the current president to do the same. A North Korean delegation in Seoul to pay their respects has met President Lee Myung-bak for 30 minutes of talks. The message delivered on behalf of their leader is reported to concern progress in inter-Korean relations. In reply, Mr. Lee is said to have explained his government's consistent and firm principles, a reference to his insistence that the North must give up its nuclear ambitions.
The BBC's John Sudworth in Seoul. The countdown's underway for the liftoff of the space shuttle Discovery. This flight will be the last time a shuttle will carry up a replacement crew member for the International Space Station. From member station WMFE, Pat Duggins reports.
Discovery carries a cargo module filled with racks of science equipment for experiments inside the space station's laboratories from the U.S., Japan, Europe, and Russia. There's also an exercise treadmill that's attracting a lot of attention in the media. It's called the Combined Operational Load-Bearing External Resistance Treadmill, or Colbert for short. Discovery Commander Rick Sterko says it was named after TV show host Stephen Colbert.
The game plan is that first we're going to transfer the shell the rack itself, and then we're going to put the treadmill mechanics in the belt in the bottom, and then we're going to transfer, I can't even tell many how bags of hardware it takes to assemble it.
Liftoff is set for 1:36 a.m. Eastern Time Tuesday morning. The early launch time is to put the shuttle in orbit close enough to the space station to catch up. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
This is NPR News from Washington. Kentucky authorities say four prisoners are still in the hospital following a riot Friday night at a medium-security prison south of Lexington. Inmates set fire to several buildings, and six were destroyed. Almost all of them are dormitories, so prison officials at North Point Training Center have had to bus 700 inmates to other facilities around Kentucky. It's not clear what caused the riot. Hundreds of rebel fighters in Nigeria have turned over a huge cache of weapons as part of a Nigerian government amnesty program. But the main rebel group in Nigeria says it'll continue to fight the Nigerian government and foreign oil interests. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
There's a 60-day amnesty in place for any and all rebels fighting oil interests in the Niger Delta. And on Saturday, rebels handed Nigeria's government a reported 500 weapons in exchange for cash. But the government's achievement was later mitigated by the region's main rebel group, called the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta. The group said it suspended peace talks with Nigeria's government and would end its self-imposed ceasefire on September 15th. Rebels say they are fighting for greater development in the Delta, for job opportunities and a fair share of oil proceeds. Nigeria is Africa's second largest oil producer, but instability in the Niger Delta has significantly reduced output and affected oil prices worldwide. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
Thousands of people who live outside Athens, Greece, are running from wildfires. Authorities have declared a state of emergency as a wildfire threatens the northern suburbs of the capital, Athens. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.